to the hazards of being poor, add another one. There's a stark correlation between income and the likelihood of being hit by a car while walking down the street. WNYC's Transportation Nation team has been studying the data, and Kate Hines filed this report from Newark.
3 years ago, Sharon Rodriguez was walking to her job as a bartender at a hockey bar in downtown Newark near where the Devils play. She says the light turned green, and she stepped out into the intersection.
And then a car came towards me, turning, and I guess my body just slid across the hood because I landed on my chin.
Rodriguez said her head hit the hood with such force her fillings popped out of her teeth.
And then I was very disoriented. Almost, I didn't know what just happened to me. And then I saw the blood.
She needed stitches in her chin, and her jaw had to be reconstructed. She was taken to the emergency room at the University Hospital in Newark. David Livingston, its chief trauma surgeon, says he sees 300 pedestrian injuries a year.
And not surprising, you know, they tend to be a lot of times quite severe because there's a car going at a moderate to high rate of speed and a person.
In all of Newark, roughly 500 pedestrians are struck by cars each year. Newark is one of just two dozen cities across the country singled out by the federal government as a pedestrian safety focus city. Another thing about Newark? Its average household income is about half the state's median. While a grad student at Rutgers, Daniel Kravitz started sifting through data for several counties in northern New Jersey.
And I started to notice that all the roads that were most likely to have a lot of intersections with high crash counts were in communities where the population was either highly African American or highly Latino.
So we dug a little deeper and found a statistically significant relationship between low-income neighborhoods and high pedestrian crash totals. And it turns out this correlation shows up everywhere.
The higher the income level, the lower the likelihood for crashes to occur in an area, and that was found in almost any study that analyzed that relationship.
Researchers are trying to hone in on why this is. One obvious reason, car ownership is out of reach for many low-income people, so they're walking more, literally increasing their exposure to cars. But poorer neighborhoods often lack even the most basic pedestrian infrastructure.
Well, let's start with crosswalks.
Allie Reese advocates for safer streets at the Newark nonprofit La Casa de Don Pedro. She takes me to one city hotspot, the crosswalks. Intersection of Park Avenue and 4th Street.
There's no pedestrian light telling you that it's safe to cross.
And the sidewalk's in bad shape. There's a streetlight that keeps getting knocked over by cars.
There's nothing safe about that.
At one corner, she points out a driveway doubling as a wheelchair ramp.
I mean, you can see no attention has been paid whatsoever to that issue.
Newark officials say they're working on this. This year alone, they'll spend $27 million across the city on pedestrian and bicyclist safety improvements. But Newark, like many other municipalities in New Jersey, doesn't always have final say over its own roads, as Jack Natta, Newark's traffic manager, explained in a phone conversation.
Unfortunately, there are certain streets in the city, like Park Avenue, Bloomfield, South Orange, Springfield, Lyons. These are all county roads, and the city has no jurisdiction over it.
So you couldn't even paint a crosswalk on them?
No.
But changes to Park and 4th can't come soon enough for one local resident.
This intersection, if you're not careful, you are definitely going to get hit by something.
That's Edward Vargas, a 20-year-old who has lived in this neighborhood his whole life.
But you got to know how to cross the street. That's just Newark General. You got to know how to cross the street.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know why it is. It's just how it's been since I've been growing up here.
But advocates like Allie Reese hope that they can break the connection between low-income neighborhoods and high pedestrian crashes by doing something as simple as painting lines on a street. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.